ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is my favorite day of the week, Friday, February the 17th. Robbie Noel with you for the next hour. Welcome to another edition of The Flip Side. Quick check of how the market ended today, and what a strange day it was. Dow closing up 45 points at 12,949. Hopium still pervades Wall Street, as they hope, even though it's a holiday on Monday, that there's a resolution to the Greek crisis come Monday. NASDAQ weaker by 8 points at 2,951. Dollar marginally weaker by 2 basis points. Dollar index at 79.37. Heightened tensions in the Mideast and in the U.S. and crude oil prices higher by almost $2, now sitting at 104. Gold closed the day down $5 at $17,24.80. Silver off 24 cents at $33.38. Platinum, big winner of the day, up $11 at $16.38. Palladium off by 8 at $6.89. The gains we saw in miners yesterday are taken back today. Why am I not surprised? XAU weaker by 291 points, ending the week at 192.82. Let me just say, with the ratcheting up of alleged phony terror attacks against Israel and the U.S., of which Iran has been accused, telegraphs to me that a military campaign is coming sooner rather than later. Those in the bowels of Zionist power in America who favor war want it to happen quickly, because when Greek government defaults and the euro unwinds and the too-big-to-fail U.S. banks exposed to bad European debt go under, well, they need something to distract the lemmings from the fact that the U.S. economy is about to fall off the cliff. We'll be back after this.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny, and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back to the flip side on this Friday, as we do each and every Friday, and something I look forward to each and every week, our weekly chat with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Hey, Chuck, how you doing, my friend?
I'm well, thank you. Hi, everybody. I'm glad to be back. I feel the same way. It's sort of come down to this 5 o'clock. It's sort of a nice time. It's sort of the end of the week.
Yes.
Enjoy this.
I enjoy it immensely, Chuck.
Your comment there about of course the war-based economy, as we call it,
yes.
And I don't know who you were quoting when you made that recital about the war on Iran being closer than someone thought. Who was that? Who was who you were quoting?
I think there was a general consensus from many people who are actually paying attention.
Good.
And,
well.
And let me just, throw out, this to you, Chuck, and get your interpretation of, because we've all heard this expression for many years, but, it is now becoming more and more apparent, the term called yellow journalism.
Well, yeah, yellow journalism. In what context are you, which yellow journalism do you want to talk about? There's so much.
Well, yellow journalism was obviously a term that was often used by those on the left for many years.
Pat Buchanan has just been fired.
Yes, absolutely. And we seeing a rise of yellow journalism that I have never witnessed in my life before. Obviously, as you reference Pat Buchanan, CNN has obviously embraced yellow journalism. As folks who visit my website will see, and it's kind of ironic, a story appeared today in what is often regarded by the right as a left-wing publication, Salon, but Glenn Greenwald is beside himself with a report done last night by former CNBC anchor babe Erin Brunette, who he classifies as the worst of the worst in yellow journalism, when she did a segment on Iran.
Well, exactly. And the war machine, it's as though they're running on cue. And as we've said from time to time in this program, watching the oil, the crude oil barometer, you have these recent new highs, $104 on crude oil. And what the needle is pointing to is the war talk is heating up. And I didn't happen to hear Erin Brunette's yellow journalism, but this whole series of releases about these bombings of Israeli diplomats that are supposed to be targeted all over the country, all over the world, is just ridiculous. When you look even at even remotely look at the facts of these bombings, somebody was caught with a whole bunch of fertilizer in boxes in his garage, and this was, this is ammonium nitrate. Sure, you can use it to mine with. You can set it off with a percussion cap or with a half a stick of dynamite that's set off by a percussion cap, and you can actually use that fertilizer to help mine with, but it is not a dangerous explosive that can be used in any kind of a strategic way. If you had a truck full of this stuff, and it's got to be mixed with all kinds of things, we know about these bombings that we've had, the crude bombing of Oklahoma City, and so on, used ammonium nitrate fertilizer. To say that because somebody has a garage full of boxes of ammonium nitrate and urea, which is another common chemical, agricultural chemical, to say that that represents a threat against the state of Israel because the guy has an Arabic name is ridiculous. And then somebody else blew his legs off with a bombing device, and a car was bombed, and the tires didn't even burn. The gas tank wasn't even exploded, and the Israeli who was in it escaped. And there was a report that she had moderate injuries, but she walked away and disappeared. And we never heard any more about that. So the moderate injuries is just another prop. So what we're seeing is a whole series of these little events. The one in that supposedly took a place a couple of months ago in Mexico. These things are so trivial, you hate to even try to remember what they were about, but a used car salesman someplace in Texas was supposedly had a contact with some Mexican drug lord, and we're supposed to believe that the state of Iran had gone in league with these people and was going to use this to kill some kind of a diplomat in New York in a taco shop. Well, how silly can these things get? Israel has been wiping out scientists in Iran with very sophisticated methods, where the guy has no chance. And we're talking about 32-year-old nuclear scientist who goes out of his house and there he is gunned down. Israel doesn't even deny they're doing it. They want everyone to believe they're doing it, because what this is all about is agitation for war. They're trying to provoke Iran into doing something ridiculous, something really that they can really pin them on, like sinking somebody's ship. And I would hate to be an American crewman on one of these ships right now, because any one of these things could be a target. And we could see one of our own ships sunk just any day and never find out who really did it. So I agree with you that journalism is yellow. What did Aaron Burnett have to say? Brunette.
Well, she was disclaiming or proclaiming, I should say, not disclaiming, about the recent Iranian threats to shut off the Strait of Hormuz as being frightening. And Glenn Greenwald from Ceylon has described her as being the worst of the worst. I have the story posted on my webpage. But also, this was an interesting day news-wise, Chuck, because we also learned today, and CNN was all over the story, wall-to-wall for most of the day, together with Fox News, about the FBI thwarting a terrorist attack today in Washington, D.C., as an alleged terrorist. He's a 29-year-old Moroccan who was attempting to blow up the Labor Department in Washington, D.C., with a suicide vest.
No doubt made out of fertilizer.
Well, who knows what it was, but apparently, according to the FBI, nobody was at risk because everything he had was supplied by the FBI and was all fake.
Oh, okay. So we have all of this entrapment going on, and next that they will find some way to make him into an Iranian. Maybe he has an Iranian, maybe they'll come up with an Iranian passport for him or something.
They'll have to get over the Moroccan thing first.
They've got to get him out of Morocco to make him into an Iranian. That's close enough.
Yes, we're speaking with Charles Carlson from Spraygate Ministries. We'll take another short break and be right back.
Brack slings are now available for civilian uses. Order yours in camo, black, and any custom unit colors. Call 877-MY-BUNKER, the battle rifle all-purpose carrier. Put your rifle safely where it needs to be, at the ready, for a moment's notice. Your rifle is not leaning on a tree or in your trunk. It's with you when you need it. Rifles or shotguns will fit comfortably and safely in backpack mode, or transition simply to a tactical single-point harness in seconds. Watch a demonstration of the Brack at 877mybunker.com. The Brack is American-made with a lifetime guarantee. Brack fits your rifles or shotguns, 22s, M16s, your M60, even the Barrett 50 Cal, and more. Call 877-MY-BUNKER or go online to 877mybunker.com to see the video. Save 20% now by calling 877-MY-BUNKER. That's 877-692-8653 and mention you heard this ad on RBN. Save 20%. Just mention you heard it on RBN.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Do you want to be free yet find that credit card payments are still tying you down? Does it seem like you're not getting anywhere month after month, payment after payment? Do you wish that there was some way to end this slavery and save your money for your family instead? FreeToProsper.com has a solution you've been waiting for. Since 2007, we've been implementing an advanced debt repudiation program which legally ends unsecured debt payments, lets you keep your money, and protects your property. This is not another settlement, repayment, or consolidation program, but a true debt repudiation process that's helped hundreds of Americans all across the country start living better quality lives and prepare for an uncertain future. For a free consultation or to learn more, give us a call today at 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com right now. That's 877-417-8393 or visit freetoprosper.com.
Warm winds blowing, heat and blue sky, and a road that goes forever. Been thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me, and what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor, and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Crazy is the apropos word. We are speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. You know, Chuck, a story that has got very little coverage in the U.S., but very disturbing, I might add. In the West Bank, yesterday, I guess, was when it happened. An Israeli truck hit a Palestinian school bus where 10 Palestinian children were killed. And when you follow the comments the page that reported the death of these 10 Palestinian children, it is amazing to see the Israeli comments that pretty much stated that they wish this event would happen more often. I mean, it defies all logic.
Well, this is the Zionist mentality. The Palestinian is not human in to the Israeli. And when you're there, if you talk to the Israelis, they refer openly to the Palestinians as animals. One of the terms that they use all the time. And your cab driver, you know, why are you going to, what do you want to see those animals for? This is a statement made to me. Why do you want to visit those animals? I was going in where to where they were. And that was the soldiers refrain from using the term animals. They have a contemptuous way of saying them. Why do you want to go in with them? They say it that way. It's part of the culture of genocide that is there, and it's not isolated. They do believe that, but Robbie, our churches also teach that. They teach that the Palestinians have no rights, and they have left aside their humanity because they are where they don't belong. And God has chosen the Israelis. They're his chosen people. This is the standard Christian Zionist jargon. They've chosen them, and the Palestinians should leave and go to the Arab countries. There's plenty of Arab ground from the, there's millions of acres, they say, of desert, of course, and in crowded countries that don't want any more people. So this is not only... It's not only the way Israelis think, but it's the way 70 million Christian Zionists are being taught to think. Obviously, they don't all think that way because their humanity gets in the way. But this is the program, and the genocide against the Palestinians is a proving ground to show that you can do anything you want to a captive people if they get in your way. This is essentially our government's attitude, it's the Israelis' attitude, and it's the Christian Zionist attitude. If they get in your way, you can do anything you want. The brutality that would commence against the Iranians if we permit this war to get started, that's being threatened every day, it will be unbelievable. What we did to the Iraqis goes beyond belief. It's not even possible to know what has been done to the Iraqis. And what will be done to the Iranians will be worse, because each one of these war ventures that we go into, with the purpose, of course, of gaining control over us and over our minds, and, of course, making the stock market work and the economy function. That's the excuse for it. We live in a war-based economy. When the World Trade Towers were hit with the bombing of whatever the bombing was, the Standard & Poor's Index dropped precipitously for a couple of days, and then it began a steady rise, and it went up all the way to mid-2008 without stopping. The war-based economy worked.
Yep. And that's where we're going, brother. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when.
Well, yeah, and we have to try to make it stop.
We'll be back with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries after this short time.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world.
Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at SurgeryCenterOK.com. That's SurgeryCenterOK.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Inflammation can cause pain and makes getting around a lot harder. Through injuries or just old age, it's important to use anti-inflammatories, but the natural way. You need relief. You need GDU. Daniel Chapter 1's GDU is an all-natural anti-inflammatory, a proteolytic enzyme that has helped thousands of people stop taking COX-2 inhibitors. They're deadly, can cause liver failure and kidney failure, just to name a couple side effects. GDU has been for years one of Daniel Chapter 1's customers' star products. Try all-natural GDU and feel the difference. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. Get GDU, the natural anti-inflammatory. Use promo code 300A for a discount. That's promo code 300A. Call 800-504-5511 and get your GDU today.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
This Friday, speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Chuck, I'm sure you are aware of this, but with the recent events that the media portrayed as attacks on Israeli embassies in Georgia, and I believe India.
Yeah, it was
Janet Napolitano stated that the U.S. had upped its security on Israeli synagogues and institutions within the U.S., and I bring this up just because I know that in a couple of weeks from now, you are going to be holding a vigil at the APEC conference taking place in New York City. It seems as though that's going to be a high-level security operation by Janet Napolitano and her brown shirts.
You know, we did one of those in Denver, in Phoenix, Arizona, some years back at a national conference that was there. And we were able to actually, after we finished greeting those people with our message, we were able to put our signs and literature away and go inside the AIPAC meeting and actually mingle with those people. And not that it was such a great pleasure, but we heard our own congressman speaking there. I have no idea what will happen at this AIPAC conference. And one of the things that we will do is we'll join in. There are a couple of organizations that are running this vigil there, this picket, I guess they call it. And we'll join that in the time that we have. One of them is the campaign to end the occupation. Decent people. And then there's a bunch of beautiful ladies named Code Pink that challenges everybody. And they're going to be there, so it'll be fun. And, you know, we'll have a good time rubbing elbows with all these people and standing in front of AIPAC in Washington. But, you know, Robbie, we don't take that as seriously as some people do. And actually, we're going to sneak off from the AIPAC conference and round up all of our friends around Washington, D.C., and do a vigil on Sunday at a monstrous church there, maybe the biggest Christian Zionist church in the country. This church is so big that they have a double parking lot. They took the whole parking lot and they built a second level on it. Have you ever been to a church that had a elevated double level parking lot? I've never seen one before. When I first looked at this, I could not believe what that building was. And I'm talking about acres underneath a parking lot. I have no idea how many thousands of people attend this church, and it's called the McLean. It's called the McLean Bible Church in McLean, Virginia. We'll be going there, and we'll be holding a vigil there. And this church is not just a Christian Zionist church. This is actually a Zionist church. The guy who runs it is Jewish, and the congregation is Christian. And so they meld it all together and say this is a Judeo-Christian church. And, of course, they're for all the same things that John Hagee is for. They're just very polished. So thanks for bringing it up. We are going to do that while we're there, and that will be on Sunday the 4th.
Yeah, so correct me. It's not New York City. It's Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Well, what an apropos place for a Zionist gathering, but it's obvious to me that there will be a high level of security.
Yeah, there will be, I'm sure, and we will stay high and dry of any trouble at the AIPAC conference because we don't want to get in trouble over that and lose our opportunity to go to a wonderful church where we can actually influence somebody. And, you know, this makes a big point. You go to an AIPAC convention, there may be a lot of people driving by, but you stand there and you say no more wars for Israel to the AIPAC people going into the AIPAC meeting. Well, they've already got their mind made up. They want more wars for Israel, and the more you tell them otherwise, the more they laugh at you. So We may have an impact on people driving by, walking by, or something like that, but the delegates who go into AIPAC and the people that go in to speak there are already absolutely got their mind made up. They're not our market. The people we want to talk to is the 19-year-old kids going to a church that's supporting AIPAC. We want to talk to them. Our message has got to go to the college kid who is having trouble getting a loan, or he's got a loan and he doesn't know how in the world he's going to pay it back because of the things they've done to him. And his mom and dad and the people like that who have been gobbling up this trash that they're fed by the yellow press and the yellow church and believe it because nobody tells them anything else. So, Robbie, when we go to Washington, we're going to make sure that we get to the biggest church in Washington that is a Christian Zionist church, and we're going to let everybody know in advance we're going to be there, and we're going to let everybody know that we're there. And in that church, there'll be some people who'll say, I just wonder if these people have a point. I wonder if we are so good as we say we are. I wonder if our Christianity is really as benevolent and Christ-like as we keep telling ourselves. Because that's what these churches are telling ourselves. They're saying we're Christ-like. And then in the same breath, they're saying, and we need to bomb Iran. So how Christ-like is that? That's a lot easier market than trying to change a delegate to AIPAC or Israeli who's there to speak to the delegates from AIPAC. So, we'll be at the AIPAC meeting, and that conference is on Saturday, and there's a picket that goes with it at the AIPAC conference. But the group we're joining has their own meeting on Saturday the 3rd. In Washington, D.C., and it's at a big church there, downtown church. I've forgotten which one, but you can look it up. It's the campaign to free Palestine.
And I should know this answer without asking you. Obviously, you got information about this vigil on your website, so that if folks are within striking distance or driving distance, I should say.
It will absolutely be there. We haven't informed the church yet, so your listeners got a little scoop there. I mentioned the name of this church. I hope they're not listening, because we like to inform them first before we tell anyone else, and we like to let them stew in their juice about this and wonder what we're going to do. Maybe brood over it a little bit. So that announcement goes out this weekend, and then we'll post the church there, and people can just email me and tell me they're interested. They're in the D.C. area, or something. They can get there by car or something, and they'd like to join in on Sunday the 4th, and send me your phone number so we can stay in contact with each other. These are not great big things. We get to know each other really well. And we usually go to lunch afterwards. There's not so many of us who can't get into one restaurant, and we have a nice time. So if people are interested and they're in the area, just get with me and let me know, and I'll be there personally, and my friend Tom is going to be there as well. So,
I can guarantee you this, Charles, that the moment you notify the church that you are going to be there, they will forward that communication immediately to the Department of Homeland Security. You do know that, right?
That's all. We're used to that, and we contact all the local police in advance. And so we welcome those guys to come out there and call attention to us. We would like to have 40 squad cars out there, all parked around the church, just staring at us. We think that makes it more, attracts more attention to it, and makes it more interesting. So we'll hope that we get a little bit of attention from the police and the Homeland Security or the media or whoever. And we'll just see what happens. I might also tell you that in all of this with Pat Buchanan and you're talking about yellow journalism and the effort to push war. One of the things that's going on right now is a absolute all out effort by the Anti-Defamation League to defame anybody who seems like any threat to peace whatsoever. And if someone says, I'm for peace, they're liable to get a story written about them in the Anti-Defamation League. And, Robbie, it's come down now to where I can identify my friends just by going to the Anti-Defamation League pages and see if there's anything written on them. I'm holding Pat Buchanan in higher esteem. He's got a longer record than any of us.
Oh, absolutely, and there's no question. The reason he was axed from MSNBC was obviously the pressure that was put on MSNBC by Abe Foxman.
Yes, absolutely. The ADL has been hammering away, and I don't know that Buchanan is that great. I always thought, I've got mixed feelings about Pat Buchanan, but he says a lot of things, some things that are right, and he sure got the right enemies, I can assure you of that.
Yeah.
The people that don't like him are people that I would not like to have liking me. So maybe all this will be somehow for the good. But there is a explosion of Anti-Defamation League challenges to all kinds of people, and a lot of them haven't really done very much. You don't have to do very much. One of the things they accuse Pat Buchanan of is being against blacks. Now, I don't believe he's against blacks. He has made statements about immigration that he doesn't like. But why does the Anti-Defamation League consider that defaming to Jews if he makes some statements that he doesn't like Mexican immigration? Which I guess in his book he has suggested some problems there. He says the white race is being flooded. So the Anti-Defamation League makes a big issue of that, and he's guilty of he's an anti-Semite because he's against black. He's an anti-Semite because they think that he doesn't have proper respect for immigrants from Mexico.
Yeah, well, but the ironic thing, he was quoting another author who wrote an article entitled "The End of White America."
Well, that wasn't even his statement.
It wasn't even.
Somebody else he quoted. Yeah. This happens all the time too. What the Anti-Defamation League says is, Dr. So-and-so and so on at such and such a university is an anti-Semite because it is known that he reached Chuck Carlson's website. This is the kind of things they do all the time. Or such and such a person is an anti-Semite because Chuck Carlson has a link on his website to the other person's website, or vice versa. He has a link to my website. This is the actual the passion that's going on now to sell this whole idea of protecting Christian Zionists and Zionists from being exposed. And it's all about the war issue. And it tells me, Robbie, that there's a lot of fear in the air. In the first place, right now, the thing that the neocons and the rest of the insiders who are really running things fear the worst is that we have some sort of a recession. Believe it or not, they're not worried about themselves. They have plenty of money stashed. They've got gold. They have whatever they need. But they are absolutely fearful that the economy will not get into explosive mode where everybody will be stupefied again like they were back in 2007 and 2006, and they don't pay any attention to anything. They know that when business conditions get worse, people start thinking. And, of course, we've got this enormous prop that's being given to the unemployed laboring forces that are eligible. How many months now have they been on? Have they been getting unemployment benefits?
Yeah.
3 years? Some people are into the third year or something like that. So this desperation to keep the economy expanding, and this is what's behind the war effort. It is not so much the desire to kill Iranians, but it's the desire to somehow keep our economy pumped up so we won't look at them. This is what the whole game is about. They know that the war-based economy cannot function if there is a recession and people start looking at what's really happening in our society and our economy.
Oh, absolutely.
We have this expression, the greatest generation. Who was the greatest generation? They were people that grew up in a depression. Were they a great generation? I don't know if I necessarily agree how great they were, but they were pretty good and pretty moral, and they did think a lot, and they didn't go in debt, and they didn't waste their money. They learned from this experience, and I think we are facing a desperate effort to prop up the economy.
Absolutely.
With war.
Well, we'll take another quick timeout and be right back after this with Chuck Colson from Straight Gate Ministries.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The sweet, sweet memories you gave of me. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
Take one fresh and tender kiss.
The memories you gave of me.
Add one stolen night of bliss.
You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
One girl, one boy. Some grief, some joy, memories made of this.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Friday. Just a quick plug for my website. If you want to see a perfect example of yellow journalism, look no further than Aaron Burnett, and you will find that on my website. Also, a story today, another empty suicide vest. But this morning, a story from about a year and a half, 2 years ago, is back in the headlines. $6 trillion in U.S. bonds seized in Zurich. why were the trillions in fake bonds held in a Chicago Fed crate? I have no answer to these questions, but anyway, you can find the relevant information on my website at robinhull.com. For those of you who would like to join Chuck Colson in about 2 weeks from now for a vigil at the APEC conference taking place in Washington, D.C., you can go to Charles's website at WHTT.org. And final thoughts, Chuck?
Well, yeah, by all means, go to our website, and wait a day or so because we haven't put the announcement up yet, so you might have to go back a couple of times. But it'll be there over the weekend. And by all means, and don't hesitate to call. You can feel free to give a call. And we'll have the cell phone and everything available to you when you go to the website. I think by all means we need to keep our heads up and not get discouraged. There is a huge Achilles heel to the economy that is absolutely uncontrollable. I don't care what they do. There is no way that the bond market can be controlled. The government bond market, the bond market sells so high now because of people, enormous interest buying safety by buying U.S. government bonds, that there's no way to sustain the prices, and at some time and point, the bond market is going to collapse, and that is going to be the thing that brings down the rest of the economy, in my opinion. I look at everything and try to figure out what possibly can be the Achilles heel of the great printing press, and it is that of most of the money that has been printed has poured into U.S. Treasury bonds, and Robbie's mentioned is $6 trillion worth. I don't know if there really are $6 trillion in a crate, but it is about that ridiculous. The numbers are beyond our imagination. They will collapse.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it, my friend. We'll talk again next week. Stand by, my friends. Alan Watt coming up in the top of the hour. Guess what? I'll be live President's Day this Monday. And we'll be talking about a subject we couldn't conclude yesterday, barter. So Monday, join me as we get into the whole barter situation. Till then, have a great weekend. See you, bye. The next